Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 right here on KTX KWBY. Terry Slavens with you on this marvelous Monday morning. And it's not Angela Robinson, it's Brett Robinson in today. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
Are you scrambling on this Monday morning?
Well, you know, the honor of being married to Angela is the last minute yesterday afternoon, I was reminded I needed help with the radio show. So here we are today, excited and glad to be here.
All right. What's our topic today, Brett?
Well, we're talking specifically to business owners, succession planning.
Very important topic.
Exactly. The question is, as we get going, do we have a plan in place?
You know, it's in the radio business, you have a lot of engineers who are super intelligent people, and they build these wonderful pieces of equipment. Mm-hmm. And you buy this piece of equipment from this guy. But if he doesn't have someone that's going to take the business over, when he gets older, he passes on and the business just goes away. And now you have one of these transmitters and you can't get parts for it because they're out of business. Because there wasn't a son or somebody didn't buy it or they didn't plan.
You hit the nail on the head. It's having the plan in place, Terry. It's to answer the questions. And there's many of the what-if questions. And that's what we want to be able to go over today is, you know, what if certain things happen to you? And we want to be able to make sure we hit on those so that you can put a plan in place and get some direction for you and those what ifs.
Yeah, that's very important to plan. You know, the old adage, people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan.
Exactly. You've heard that a time or two, I'm sure. You know, so imagine if you're a business owner and you spend all your time working on that business, and you've done a fantastic job. You've created a successful business. You've created a lifestyle, not only for yourself, but for your family and for your loved ones. And you get dialed in on what's going on and living that day to day. And then the things happen as you're rolling along, the what ifs. You know, what if you become paralyzed? What if you are unfortunate enough to die in a car accident? Or you have a heart attack? Doesn't necessarily kill you, but what happens if you have that heart attack and it slows you down where you can't work?
And that's why so many places, a buzzword in so many places now is cross training, so that you have people that can do multiple jobs in case something happens to not only the owner but a key personnel. If you have a key person in your business, it could be devastating.
There's the inside planning on the business of that, of course. And then the question is if you do have that key person, are they taken care of? You know, and what avenues are they not going to be able to handle and not be able to take care of? And what areas will the business fall short? And then do they want to become a business partner with your spouse? And if so, what's your spouse know about the business?
If anything.
If anything. They might have been doing a wonderful job doing the hardest task of raising all the kids. Something we all know that's a tough job, but so they're going to have a lot of time there, and they may not know how to run the business. And all of a sudden, with the drop of a hat, and they're going through emotional time. And then, where's the business at that time? Is it in a good place,
or is it not?
And those are some of the questions that we for sure want to be able to go through today to be able to help and share experiences. We've got business owners that. Had a recent friend from in the past that just, unfortunately, he's a golfer. He's always active. Stood up one evening out of his chair at his office and grabs his chest. Long story short, he has a heart attack, passes away. And unfortunately, he hadn't done the planning yet because that wasn't going to happen to him yet. His wife is unable to run that business. His one salesman is an individual that wasn't necessarily bought into the succession of the business or the future of the business. The writing's on the wall of where that story goes. It's just unfortunate now is, okay, what's the wife going to do? This is the first day of the rest of her life now, completely changed. She has two homes, two mortgages, and a business that she's never ran.
And unfortunately, when things like that happen, and maybe competitors know the situation and try to swoop in and buy a business that's less than what it's really valued at.
Yeah, you know, you're leading right into the story. Is, you know, what do they do then? Terry, I didn't know I sent you the message last night. You know, what are they going to do then? You've all sold something. And the question is when you sell something because you have to versus when you want to, right, on your choice, when are you going to get what you're looking to get? Yeah. When are you going to have the bargaining power be on your side?
Yeah, where you consider and say, no, I will not accept that offer because I know what it's valued at, rather than the bank's calling and I need the money now.
And you've got the mortgages, everything's coming down on your shoulders, and that's what they call that fire sale. It's like, I have to sell, let's get out, cover the debt, and then after that, we'll just let the dust settle and see where we're going to go from there.
And of course, you know, I always say for people that are looking for a job that it's always easier to find a job when you have a job than rather when you don't have a job and you're desperate for a job. And, you know, it's the same scenario. I mean, when you have to sell, people will unfortunately take advantage and try to get a bargain.
And it goes back to that, what was your business doing at that time? Did you have the, as you talked about, the key people in place to hold its value? Were they covered? Was their income covered enough so they stayed when this happened? Or did they up and abandon ship and go somewhere else and leave you hanging just as much there? So there's just so many scenarios to be able to ask the questions. And the next thing is do you have that plan in place? And have you asked those questions for the consequences? You know, what if now there's kids involved? Okay, well, I'm sure you've heard Angela say, when we're gone, do you want to have good Thanksgivings and Christmases or not? And what that means is when you pass away, if you leave a mess that the kids come and clean up, and your kids might be great or they might not. You know, you've also heard her say, I'm sure all our kids are dysfunctional. It's just a matter of how dysfunctional each one is and at what level. Okay. And then there's going to be their spouses.
Right.
What happens if they're in second marriages?
Or what if you have a blended family already?
Already have a blended family. And it's amazing and even saddening when you see money involved, what happens. And when you see the true personalities come out. And you see families that were together for Christmas and Thanksgivings that we're talking about, and pretty soon because of a bad estate planning, succession planning, pretty soon those kids that used to get together and all the cousins get together and play and have a great time, pretty soon they're going on their own ways and having their own Christmases and their own Thanksgivings because they're angry.
Right.
They think somebody took advantage of the situation, maybe took advantage of them, maybe took advantage of the living parent, maybe mom's alive. And they believe that mom was taken advantage of. So, again, it's just planning.
All right. Well, Brett, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more great information right here on Life Planning 101 on KTX KWBY. And Life Planning 101 continues here on KTX KWBY. Terry Slavin's with you. Brett Robinson setting in for Angela Kennedy Robinson this morning. And we're talking about succession business planning this morning.
Yes, we are, Terry. And it was interesting while we were on break, just the thought of kind of what we talked about already. Most people have either been affected or know people that have been affected by this and have seen different outcomes. You've seen the one family that everything just seems to work out perfect, and that's great. And sometimes we might see that and think, well, that's going to be us. But then when we sit there and we think about it, we know those situations, we know those families that we've seen things happen, and each person has their own story of another family or individual of where it went. And I guess the real question is, you know, if that's the case, and we don't have our plan, why?
Why not?
You know, why haven't we started to build our plan yet? And I. You know, you think some of it is, you know, imagine you went to a foreign country by yourself without your cell phone and I translate, and you're dropped into that country with a foreign language by yourself, and you're amongst people, language, words, letters put together in ways you've never seen before. And, you know, you're fortunate if the only words you know is Baño, so you can find where you need to get to. You know, what are you going to do? How are you going to make that plan? And I think we've all been there. Terry, have you been to a place where you get to a situation and you're looking at it and you're going, gosh, I've never been here before. What do I do?
Yeah. Everyone's been through that at some point.
You know, and a survey shows that 2 in 3 business owners don't have a succession plan in place. So when you're looking at it and you're thinking, why is that? And I think we go back to the beginning of the show, is we, as business owners, we put so much time and effort into that business. We put so much time, effort, and money into that business. And I know Angela's done shows in the past of trying to, one, not only protect it, but two, to be able to help get that cash out of the business, because cash is important, right? Cash is king, so you can be able to take care of situations. Well, cash is also king, and planning is also important, so that if something does happen, you have things put in place to be able to take care of yourself and your family. So it goes back to why we haven't done it. And I think it's that understanding, that lack of knowledge, and maybe who you're working with, your current advisor. You know, we go back in time. When you talk to your insurance agent, what's usually the answer? Probably insurance.
Right.
When you talk to your CPA, what's probably the focus? Maybe an answer to questions. Tax planning.
Yeah. Go buy something at the end of the year.
Exactly. Yeah. Go buy a new pickup, and you have the one that you have, and it's in good shape. What if you're talking to a banker? You know, maybe back in the day, years ago, some of you listening might think, well, CDs were always the answer to everything. Maybe not be the answer today, but each of these individuals might have the answer. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with these guys. These folks are good, and they're needed. And we work with those folks, and you need to work with them. The problem is when you're in that foreign country, who's going to be able to help you get everywhere? Who's going to help you find the place to eat, the place to use the restroom, the place to lay your head, the place to be safe if something's happening? You know, you need somebody, that translator, to walk alongside you and be able to help you through all of these conversations. Mm-hmm. And that's the part, it gets down to the questions. You know, we always talk about, you know, the answer isn't what's said. The answer is in the correct questions. And a lot of people don't know all those questions. So you want to make sure that you're making a list of the right questions, but do you know them? Are you sitting there stuck in that foreign place without your iPhone and iTranslate to be able to give you that answer? No service. Take it back to the golf. You don't have the caddy to tell you there's water over that hill.
Right. Right.
You know, where's that ball going to go?
What's on the other side?
What's on the other side of that hill? So, you know, it comes down to the planning and the questions. And a lot of times we tend to hope versus plan for the best. And again, we just want to ask all the correct questions to be able to get there. You know, we talk, you've listened to Angela talk about Jim and his history before, but he was in banking and he was in insurance. And what we found is when folks go and talk to those professionals, let's say you're talking to your insurance agent, do you tell them everything?
Nope.
Do you think if you tell them everything, you might get something that you don't want, or they might find out something they don't need to know?
Exactly.
Okay, so who's helping understand which questions you need to be asking and what information you need to give them? And then the next thing is who's asking the right questions to that insurance agent?
And of course, with the insurance agent, their goal is to do what? Sell insurance.
How do you get paid? They need to sell insurance. And again, there's not anything wrong with insurance.
No,
all insurance is needed for the right cases. Specific to your plan. And that brings us to the point of, okay, specific to your plan means we need to ask the right questions, that the question asked on your behalf might not be the, you know, what I need, Terry, and what you need are probably two totally different things. Would you agree?
Yes. There's not a one size fits all.
So are we going to ask the same questions?
Right.
We're going to ask different questions, but how do we know that the typical question might not be the same for me? So that's where you want to get the help of your situation, of your business that you put together and what you built and what you need to protect. And then the next question is your loved ones. Hey, you've got a spouse probably, have kids probably. If something was to happen to you, how do you want them to be taken care of? We talked about those kids that maybe some are good with money. And so, some over time you've learned they wouldn't be, that if they did end up with money, even best case, if the business sold and everything worked out really good and all of a sudden they end up with all this money, you know, if that happened, that it might not be the best situation for them. Okay, so those are those other questions to be able to be asked to say, all right, how do we help these kids and how do we give them what we want them to have and need them to have for the best life they have? If I'm not here to be in charge of that, if I'm gone, do I want to leave all of that to my spouse, who, again, has a lot on her plate, and hopefully if something was to happen to us that we'd be missed. Okay, there's going to be mourning going on. There's going to be things happening. So we're going to be missed, and they're going to have a lot on their plate. So for them to be able to just up and come in and run that business and take care of those kids and do all that planning with all that on their shoulders, it's just going to be tough to do, tough to swallow.
All right. We'll be back with the final segment of Life Planning 101 right here on KATX KWBY. Final segment of Life Planning 101 right here on KATX KWBY. Terry Slavens, Brett Robinson with you. And Brett, we're talking about a very, very important subject. What's going to happen to your business if something happens to you?
It is important. And to kind of bring it on a lighter subject, while on break, Terry reminded me of our four-year-old catching a largemouth bass. And Angela and I trudge over there just like any rookie would. Really no plan in place. We didn't even know where we were going to find the worms. So we found the worms. We have a little Spider-Man fishing pole, and we have no clue what to expect's going to happen. Long story short, as we get there, he hooks on with his Spider-Man fishing pole a largemouth bass. And
not,
you
just
know,
a small
not
largemouth.
Just a small one. There's fishermen buddies of ours that saw that, and they've been working their whole life to catch one like that, and he hooks it one of his first times out. Well, we're not planned, and we don't even know how we're going to get this thing out of the water, let alone without the pole or him going in with it. And it just made me think, we didn't have a plan that what if he did catch that big one? What is going to happen? Is it going to be the one that got away? The end of the story, fortunately, was he got to get it in, get his picture with it, and hold it. The bad thing is now we're ruined.
Exactly.
Every fish needs to be a big fish. So lack of planning there, it actually worked out. But when you go back to, like Terry was saying, that's just the subject. It's very important. And there's so many questions specific to your situation, to your business, to your family, that need to be asked. And there is no cookie-cut question. There's no cookie cut legal document. There's no cookie cut insurance policy that is going to be able to develop that plan for you until all the questions are asked to you. What's important to you? You know, what's important to you about your kids? What's important to you about your spouse? What would you want for them if this was to happen? And then why would you want that to happen? And then going back and taking all the answers to that question, and then going back and putting that plan together that's going to be able to, you know, put that direction in place. You know, when you say you're going on vacation, do you grab the same suitcase and the same clothes every time you go?
No.
You're going to Durango or you're going to Hawaii? I'm guessing you're going to grab a little different get-up for the vacation.
Yeah, we were talking about this over the weekend. Back in February, Kay and I went on a Caribbean cruise. So in the winter, we were packing summer clothes. Well, you can't buy summer clothes in the winter. Yeah. But our son-in-law and daughter just left Saturday on an Alaska cruise. So they're packing winter clothes in the summertime. So, you know, one size does not fit all.
If you don't have it, I guess you better have planned and started early enough so you can get it shipped in.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, one thing, we talk a lot about the succession of the business and so forth, but one thing I want to hit on is, and you mentioned it earlier, if you have that key person that works for you, you better make sure they're taken care of in case something happens to them also, otherwise it could ruin your business.
Yeah, if something happens to that key person, who's going to take that place?
That's why the key man insurance.
There's a reason that was brought out. Is they're a key person for a reason. They're a key part or a whole of that company in place and going. And a lot of times it allows you to do what you do best or just enjoy life while the business goes on. So that is a whole nother piece that if you don't keep that key man taken care of or key gal taken care of and something does happen to them, you know, then what happens to you? Then what happens to your wife, to your kids, is what you were doing at that time and all the games you were going to pretty soon. It's sorry, son. Sorry, daughter. Daddy's got to go back to work.
Right.
And you didn't need to. You could have been able to afford another key man or key gal to be able to come in and take that place. That's a great question, Terry. That's a great thought.
You know, the lot of information we're sharing out here today, but the most important thing as we get ready, a little over a minute left in the show, to stress to people is you have to plan.
You do have to plan, and just to think of the consequences, you know, remind you that, you know, do you want to have a wedge between your kids? Do you want the fear of who's going to run the business if something happens to me? Do you want to have your spouse answering the question, can I handle this? Do I need to fire or sell? What do I do? Do you want the spouse to remarry because they're forced to? What if they have to do it in a downturn in the economy? And we've learned a confused mind says no. Okay, so with all the right questions asked, with all the right questions and information given to the right professionals, with somebody holding your hand, that's how that confused mind becomes an educated mind to be able to make the decision for you to your unique situation.
And every situation is very unique.
Same family, living on the same street, in the same business is still going to be two different unique situations. You're right.
Yeah, that's great information. Always great information here on Life Planning 101. We cover all kinds of topics, and always glad to do so. And Brett, great job.
Well, glad to be here, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Carlton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Carlton & Associates, Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.